You're listening to SBS News.
The sound of rain on the tin roof is music to Tom Eastlake's ears. Out here on his cherry farm in the town of Young in southwest New South Wales, the cold, wet weather is a sign of a promising harvest. After years of drought, Mr. Eastlake says his thousands of cherry trees are looking the best they've looked in a long time.
We've got lovely green hills and the cherry trees are in full bloom. It really is a winter and now coming into a spring that we just haven't seen in a very long time.
Mr. Eastlake, who is also the president of Cherry Growers Australia, says producers across the region are predicting a great season.
So we are expecting a larger crop this year than what we have last year, albeit that was largely weather impacted. But this year we are expecting a larger crop. But trees are contented, growers are very excited in terms of what their crop potential is. So I think it's going to be, in terms of fruit quality and fruit yield, it's going to be a good year.
But what should be cause for celebration is also a cause for concern, with very few backpackers left in the region having left during the peak of the pandemic. Cherry growers are hundreds of workers short for a season that's just about to begin. In New South Wales alone, the country's biggest cherry-producing state, thousands of pickers are usually employed to do the labour-intensive job. Mr. Eastlake says finding people this year has been difficult.
When you're employing as an industry circa 21,000 people in seasonal jobs every year, you lose even half of that. That's a big slice that you've got to replace. So we've been looking for what can we do to entice people into either temporary or something they could use again, a field of work that they haven't considered previously.
But now there's hope a previously untapped market might be able to meet that demand. With schoolies cancelled this year and gap year travel also looking highly unlikely, the industry is calling on school leavers to try something different and join the harvest trail. Commonwealth recruiting agency Coswine's national manager Ed Milne says it's a fun alternative in a year that's otherwise been pretty tough.
This is an opportunity for people to still celebrate what is a milestone event, which is the completion of year 12. It's just a different method of celebration.
A lack of COVID-safe accommodation has been one of the biggest barriers to enticing new workers. But Coswine has announced an all-inclusive experience, including accommodation and food, to entice young people out to the country. They're offering COVID-safe campsites equipped with amenities and Wi-Fi for anyone wanting to sign up to the harvest, along with meals, a mess hall and even a stage for musicians to perform on. Workers will be charged for the accommodation, but Coswine has requested state government subsidies to help lower that cost. Mr. Milne says the program could be a game changer for the entire industry, which is desperately calling out for workers.
I think that will assist us greatly in being able to meet the needs, not just of cherries and the region around Young and Orange, but then right across the state of New South Wales. And hopefully this is a program that's both replicable and repeatable so that we can do it over and over again in New South Wales, but also share this with other harvest areas so that they can also benefit.
Young people are also being encouraged to continue the harvest trail into next year, helping farmers with different crops and gaining further skills at the same time.
So the idea is to be able to continually upskill people with certificates of training, with licenses like forklift license and other bits and pieces as they move through the harvest period. As people get more experience working with crops, they can move from being a picker to maybe leading a team of pickers, or they can move from being a picker to being somebody who's moving machinery around or working in a packing house.
For those who may be undecided about the idea, 20-year-old Michaela Milne says it was the best decision she's ever made. When she left school in 2017, she wasn't sure what she wanted to do, so signed up to work grape picking in South Australia's Barossa Valley. She loved it so much she did 3 seasons in a row and says she's made lifelong friends and earned good money along the way.
Doing a vintage was just amazing. I had that year off. I made so much money. I saved so much money. It was ridiculous. Yeah, it just kind of followed on from there. I just made some really good friendships out of it and then started meeting more people, and it just led on to more work.
Ms. Milne says while the work can be tough, it's worth it for the experience.
It's 3 months of hard work and then you've got so much money saved up basically to do whatever you want with it. So I did a lot of travelling my first year that I saved. And then in my second year, I pretty much just saved my money and kept it.
So we're at a point now called pedal fall. So this is when the petals start to dry and fall off. And that's pretty exciting. Because
with the cherries on the trees and nearly ready to be picked, growers like Tom Eastlake want to remind young people no experience is required for harvest, just a willingness to learn and an appreciation of what Australia has to offer.
People come from all over, literally all over the world every summer to do exactly that. Australians don't typically do it. There are some that do it. Hey, take that opportunity for yourself to travel Australia, see some wonderful parts of Australia that otherwise you might not have gone, and earn some money and work along the way.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.